Many farmers now use apps to control watering systems, monitor their crops and animals, and even close gates. But mobile phone black spots in regional areas are playing havoc with that technology, as Felicity Ogilvie reports.
When Tasmanian farmer Scott Bowden wants to turn an irrigator on at his farm at Bothwell in the Central Highlands, he reaches for an app on his mobile phone.
It's so nice to be able to start and stop a pivot from your phone.
The phone and the app don't always work.
We use the phone to talk to the Wi-Fi, so the Wi-Fi is independent of the mobile coverage, but we can't use it without mobile phone coverage, so complicated.
What does that mean then when you're in a part of your farm that doesn't have mobile phone coverage and you want to turn on an irrigator by using an app on your phone?
Well, you can't. You have to go somewhere where you can get out.
It's a common problem. The executive director of the Australian Farm Institute, Richard Heath, says farmers around the country rely on mobile phone coverage and internet access to do business and run their properties.
Sensing and monitoring things like whether gates are open or not, whether tanks have got water in them, whether troughs have got water, and then increasingly monitoring the way that crops are growing, whether animals are present in the paddock and whether they're healthy or not.
But a mobile signal isn't always there. The federal government has a mobile black spot program designed to increase coverage. It says it will deliver 867 base stations across the country, with 651 currently on air. But Richard Heath says some farmers in black spots have given up waiting on help from Canberra. Instead, they're buying data and phone connections from private companies that have satellites.
An example might be where sensors on a tank that are hundreds of kilometres from a homestead are transmitting small packets of data to a satellite, and that satellite is then putting that data essentially into the internet.
The New South Wales Farmers Association's technology spokeswoman, Walker farmer Sonia O'Keefe, is worried that the government's mobile black spot money isn't always being spent on farming areas.
A lot of the criteria for a decision on where a mobile black spot tower will be located is based on what is the population that it will cover. So a lot of it goes to areas that have a high tourist influx.
As well as being good for business, the farming experts say mobile phone coverage is also important for quality of life, providing farmers with connection to the community via social media and improving their mental health.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.